to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
From Talkers Magazine here on the Countdown, the editor and publisher, Michael Harrison, who is here to go through the Talker chart for the week of July 18th to the 22nd. The big stories in talk radio, the people that are being discussed, all of the usual brilliance that you expect when Michael is here on the Countdown will be underscored by his even more brilliant approach to this material today.
Wow. You make me feel like a rocket scientist.
You are.
Well, I've got to tell you, this is a hot chart in a hot summer, a hot week of conversation and hot talk radio. And here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have National Football League labor talks. At number 8, we have the end of the space shuttle program. At number 7, we're having a heat wave, and people have been talking about it. At number 6, the Iran nukes. The News Corp scandal at number 5. European economic tensions at 4. At number 3, that big general umbrella topic that's going to be with us for a couple of years, the 2012 presidential race. At number 2, we have jobless claims on the rise. And number 1, we have the debt ceiling and the deficit issues tied together, talking about the American economic situation. Number 1, most talked about people. At number 10, we have our old pal, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. At number 9, another familiar name, Sarah Palin. Rupert Murdoch, the man of the week, at number 8. Number 7, we have Tim Pawlenty, Rick Santorum, Herman Cain, and John Huntsman. At number 6, we have Michelle Bachmann and Mitt Romney. Number 5, Harry Reid. Number 4, Eric Cantor. Number 3, Mitch McConnell. Number 2, John Boehner. Number 1, Barack Obama. And there you go.
The top radio stories for the week of July 18th to the 22nd. One of the things that I think we talked about this, or we were we were thinking about it in terms of how we define what the big stories are and how people get themselves wrapped around these stories. I think it was with you, correct me if I'm wrong, talking about music stations and how irrelevant they've become. And in fact, the big hits that were on the radio in terms of music, the hits that became the focus of many radio stations, now has sort of maneuvered them because the music's so bad around now that many of the stations that play music in the morning are looking for a discussable topic, a discussion, a word, a phrase, a happening, an event. So, in fact, many of the music stations are becoming talk stations, at least for their so-called morning drive.
Well, I've noticed listening to music radio, which I listen to as well as talk radio, that there seems to be more talk on the music stations in general the last couple of months. It seems as though there's this little wave of panic in the music radio world that they are not talking enough, that, you know, much more music, shut up and play the records is what they basically tell disc jockeys these days. And, you know,
that's what they told me and you when we were disc jockeys, too.
Shut up and play music. It's been a long process that basically the feeling was that DJ chatter gets in the way of people hearing the music. Of course, they forget that everything in life is a balance and that the interest in the music of the pop era basically came from DJs setting it up and selling it.
Right.
If it weren't for DJs, we wouldn't have this golden era of pop. We wouldn't have had the Beatles. We wouldn't have had any of these things. It was DJs that were the catalysts of giving the music era from say, the late 40s and early 1950s to the beginning of this century, its culture.
Yeah.
So when you stop talking about something, it takes away the culture. You take away the culture. You take away what you said before, the relevance. So now there seems to be, and of course I don't spend as much time studying music radio as I used to, but it seems to be that they're trying to do this like reconfiguring, readjusting the formats and talking a little bit more about the music. So I'm hearing DJs telling you who produced the record or who's playing guitar on the song, all kinds of little things. And I pick up on that because I'm, you know, I'm tuned into that.
Well, you were a jack for a long time in your career, longer than I was. I was out of music by 1974. You were into it well into the early 80s, weren't you?
Yeah, I was involved in music radio concurrent with my early talk radio career. I was involved directly hands-on with music radio until 1990.
Yeah.
And then even beyond it, actually. I had a syndicated show with CBS called Mike Harrison's Rock Connections in the early 90s. So, yeah, I was involved in music.
That was you?
Believe
wow.
it or not.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about one of the sort of subtleties, the reason people like to listen to you and I have our discussions about what's going on in this world is because they're followers of this format. And the format is an ever-changing, ever-evolving. It's unglued sometimes because there's so many different personalities, although the stations that seem to have gotten the most attention in the last, let's say, 20 years are those that turned a little bit to the right. Now, acknowledging that, men are the major component of listenership for the political talk radio programs. Women say, in fact, that the talk puts them in a bad mood. And I wonder if you've ever heard that. I was looking at a research piece. Women don't want to listen to talk because it puts them in a bad mood. So what is it? Do men think differently? And do listening to some of these angry hosts making men mad, is that they like being mad? Is that
well? As a complete expert on all the different psychological aspects of the human condition that separate the genders, I would say I don't know. In all seriousness, I think that trying to figure out the nature of how women listen to the radio and how men listen to the radio is one of the holy grails of radio programming. Every time they think they have the answer, another answer pops up. The general theory is that women are interested in politics just as much as men are. They're not interested in confrontation. And if political talk radio were more informative and dealt with the aspects of politics that were less wonky and more directly involved with the economics of running the household, of quality of life, of neighborhood issues, that the women would be listening. It has to do with the delivery and the focus, not whether women are interested in news and politics.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they are, yes, but they aren't.
Well, they're not interested. A lot of what's happened in the news talk radio world is it's more about the argument, it's more about the confrontation than it is necessarily about finding the solution to a problem or just enlightening people about the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling is, and I don't know if it's true. I don't take it on myself to be, you know, I was kidding when I said I'm an expert on these things. The feeling is that women don't like confrontation that as much. Now, when you make statements like that, you're talking about a lot of different people. So
yes.
Women are not a monolith, nor men. I mean, it's half the population. There are all kinds of women and all kinds of men. And because radio is a niche medium, it doesn't take all that many people to make a successful audience. So, basically, in terms of the broad strokes, women fall into that category.
Mm. You, in the current issue of Talkers Magazine, have published an article that focuses on the change in some of the news talk hosts, people that are gaining some ground. Whether or not listeners have been searching for this, is it the time for someone who looks at both sides and presents an intelligent argument, articulate argument? A lot of people talk about Michael Smirkanish in this vein, or Ron Owens. I'm not sure that we couldn't go through a lot of different names and come up with people who are fairly good at presenting both sides. And having said that, the most successful hosts still are the ones that are grounded, if you will, or predictable on either the right or the left.
Well, again, that's a very complicated statement. The most successful hosts are people we don't even talk about. There are thousands of hosts out there and hundreds of them making a good living and serving their communities. And you keep hearing about the same five guys because the press is fascinated with that aspect of talk radio and it gives the impression that's all there is. The truth of the matter is there are a lot of people out there, like the names you mentioned, that are independent thinkers and not partisan or completely closed-minded in terms of politics. You just don't hear about them that much. And that's a very different thing than the most successful. I mean, there's one Rush Limbaugh. There's a couple of Sean Hannitys. And then there's basically, it blurs out into hundreds and hundreds of people who are very well known in their communities, in their cities, and among their listeners. And there's just not enough interest paid in them by the mainstream press. There's more to talk radio than meets the eye if your only window into it is what you read in the newspapers or see on TV.
Mm-hmm. And now let's talk about how much all of these programs are helped by the so-called new media. Each year when you have your convention, it's talk radio and talk television, the new media, namely Facebook and Twitter, although I had somebody tell me, if you look back at the history, MySpace was number one after it knocked somebody out, and then Facebook knocked out MySpace, and now Google Plus is going to knock out Facebook. But we still have all of these tools that we sort of have to master. Are we as a group, do you think, is the audience ready for and interested in having us use all these tools?
Well, these are the tools that the human race is using in communications. The all the social media is not an extension of the radio station. It's an extension of the telephone, of the pen, of the paper, of the letter. Social media really it means personal media. So you have to communicate in the world based upon what the prevailing methodology of communication is on a one-on-one level. And basically, Facebook and all of these venues are extensions of the telephone. They're extensions of writing a letter to your friend. So this affects all business. I mean, it affects people that run dry cleaning stores. They send out tweets to their customers. This is the way people are communicating. So, yeah, in fact, it does affect how you run a radio station, but it's not radio. And the biggest mistake people in mass media make is they think that Facebook is the new radio.
Yes.
And it's not. There is a reason for mass communications. There's a reason for having broadcasting from the one to the many. It plays a role in society, and it's going to for years to come.
Well, there is certainly an interesting way of getting the information, getting the broadcast, but it still is the personalities that people seem to be attached to, that's for sure. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with our weekly overview, not only of the hot hits in talk radio, but some of the things that are very much a part of our understanding of how this works. When I say ours, the listener. Michael's a listener, I'm a listener, and you're a listener. You pick up things. We have different preferences. And so that's why we're talking about how things have modified away from the hard edge of politics to having different people who are presenting different ideas. But Michael is certainly right in that the big stars stay the big stars. Would you say that Limbaugh and Hannity and Beck can stay around as long as they want to? It'll be their choice to leave, not the audience's.
Well, I think they face challenges to do that. Nothing is a given, but yeah, no, I think these fellows can be around for as long as they are capable of serving the people that like to listen to them, and they do it in a professional manner. Yeah. Yeah, these guys are long-term players, and that doesn't mean they're going to stick around. I mean, but it doesn't also mean that times are not going to change. And, you know, I often say it's like the disc jockeys that were still playing Frankie Avalon records after the Beatles invaded America. It suddenly changed the culture. Pop culture changes, and radio talk show hosts are part of pop culture more than they are politics, although even politics is part of pop culture. But, yeah, I do believe the big names in talk radio today that you mentioned have bright careers that can go for another 10 or 20 years if they want.
10 to 20 years.
Well, that's a long time when you're talking about people who are already in their 60s,
right,
or 50s. I mean, that's a full career. Matter of fact, we have a feature coming in the next issue of Talkers called The Senior Class, in which we focus on talk show hosts who are over 70 years old.
Wow.
And there are a number of them out there who
really
quite well.
Oh, that'll be exciting. We'll look forward to reading that, and then we'll talk about it here. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we're available for your concerned, decided input at 800-510-8255. We are talking about the Bachman migraine issue. Michelle Bachman, now scrutinized by Zenk Younger from the Young Turks. This discussion and the important issues that he says it raises.
Now, first of all, everybody has migraine headaches. And so, not everybody, 30 million Americans apparently suffer from migraine headaches. That seems like a high number, but it's very common. So what's the big deal? So what, right? Well, it turns out she has to take some pills for it. Okay, but people have to take pills sometimes for migraine headaches. So what, right? Well, here's the problem. The Daily Caller has three ex-Michelle Bachman insiders, people who work for her, that came out and talked to the Daily Caller, three of them, saying, yeah, these migraine headaches are quite problematic. Now, let me give you one of the quotes. When she gets them, frankly, she can't function at all. It's not like a little thing with a couple of Advils. It's bad. Okay, well, that's not her fault. Quote, the migraines are so bad and so intense, she carries and takes all sorts of pills, prevention pills, pills during the migraine, pills after the migraine, to keep them under control. She has to take these pills wherever she goes. Okay. Now, again, not enough by itself, but here, first of all, here's one issue, right? The staffers are saying sometimes they're so bad they knock her out for 3 days at a time. And she says they're caused by her high-heel shoes. Then I would suggest wearing non-high-heel shoes. If I'm going to get knocked out by migraine headaches for 3 days, believe me, I'm putting on flats, okay? I don't care what the situation is. But the staffers say nobody believes it's the shoes, right? They believe, given what they've seen, her reaction to stress, etc., they think it's the stress. Now, first of all, right there, that's a huge issue. You can't have a president who gets stressed out and has to take 3 days off. They say you can't find her. She goes, she's gone for 3 days at a time sometimes taking her pills. Okay? That's almost a disqualifier. And I feel bad about it because if she's really got migraine headaches and they're just debilitating, it's not her fault. And I feel actually really bad about that. I'd feel bad if it was a Republican or a Democrat that got disqualified based on that. We can't have it, right? We can't have a commander in chief be like, I'll get back to you in 3 days. I'm a little stressed out. Or a lot stressed out, to be fair to her, right? Now, the second part of that is, why do the staffers keep talking about the pills? And then there's a story about how she got on an airplane. They say it stressed her out because there was delays in the flight. And after the delays, there was a six-hour flight. And that by the time she got out, she was so sick, her husband had to take her to a medical facility, right? That also seems a little weird, right? Unless she didn't have her pills with her, and she really needs those pills. I don't know if I'm being totally unfair here, you know? and I feel bad saying it. Maybe she's really a massive migraine issue and she's got a health condition, et cetera, right? And I really don't know. I don't, right? And I, in fact, I would 80% take her word for it. So I don't want you to mistake what I'm saying. But it's what I'm pointing out is that it's a curious way for all three of these staffers to bring up this issue to the press, right? And by the way, there's another third angle to this. She's checked into medical facilities many times before, apparently because of this. Sometimes they say it's because of migraines. Sometimes they attribute it to other reasons. That's kind of weird, too. Why wouldn't you just say it's a migraine every time if you got a migraine problem? So she's checking into hospitals oftentimes. She's carrying around all these pills, getting knocked out 3 days at a time. That's a real issue in terms of how she would do her job. And it seems like, and maybe I'm overreading it, that they're implying that there's a secondary issue with the pills.
Okay, now I'm beginning to get interested in this story and the discussion. High heel shoes do not cause migraines. High blood pressure causes migraines. Something, if the migraine lasts 3 days, there's something wrong with your circulatory system. That I would want to know more about. So pressing her on her health records is important. I'm not now interested in her politics. Now I'm finally interested in this because high-heeled shoes do not cause this problem. It's caused by something more directly. I didn't realize it was 3 days, so we got a new bit of information there. Enough of this for now, but certainly food for thought. 28 after the hour.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery, For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are there foods that trigger migraines? What's your experience? Ever had a migraine? If you did, how did it make you feel, and could you work? Lena, what's your feeling about migraines? Have you had the problem that Michelle Bachman?
20 years. I had migraines for 20 years.
Yeah.
The bad part of it is that after it triggers, you could get triggered by somebody's perfume. You could get triggered by fabric softener. Now, she's going to be in a room with people. It's something that you eat. I couldn't eat scallops. My migraines were so bad, they lasted, like, for 8 hours vomiting, and then I had to get an injection. I used to get rushed to the hospital from work. And then for four days, you feel as though your head is being a ton of bricks, and I could not concentrate.
So does this disqualify her in your mind from being the president?
It depends upon the severity of her migraines. She could be getting clusters. There's headaches that call clusters and not migraines.
Yeah.
You have to stay in bed for 2 weeks.
What's as you dig into this, whatever causes it, whether it could be, I've heard of people eating shellfish and
scallops with meat.
Right. Okay, so then under the circumstances, you stay away from scallops, but it also indicates something else going on in your body, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. But today, now remember, I'm 78, and I had them for a period from when I was about 30 years old to about 55, 56 years old. I still get a migraine, but very, very rare. It's rare. Unless I'm sitting on a bus and somebody is wearing something so strong that it just triggers one off.
All right. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Let's see if we can put this to rest for now, at least, by listening to talk host Dory Munson and Jake Skorheim. Their focus on an incident from this past spring where a reporter on camera had an issue with a migraine. And how scary that might be if it was happening to Michelle Bachman as president.
They said on the Today Show, they talked to a doctor who said it's treatable. Migraines are certainly treatable, but it is a sign that you got to reduce stress on your body. And what's more stressful than a presidential campaign or being the president of the United States? Well, Michelle Bachman finally had to address all of this on a campaign stop.
I prescribe medication that I take on occasion whenever symptoms arise, and they keep my migraines under control. I'd like to be abundantly clear. my ability to function effectively will not affect my ability to serve as commander in chief.
And she said this is a problem that 30 million or more Americans have.
The many questions I have received on this subject have allowed me to discuss this important condition that impacts many Americans and individuals in nearly one in four American households.
And she says that it hasn't slowed her down at all.
Since entering this campaign for the presidency, I have maintained a full schedule.
Okay, and you made a great point this morning, Jake. You were saying, what? Yeah, because the most public face of migraine problems the last few months in our country is this reporter for KCBS television, Serene Branson.
Yeah, who had that horrible meltdown. Was it right after the Oscars? Or
Grammys.
The Grammys.
Yeah, she's doing a live shot in Los Angeles right after the Grammys on KCBS, and she had a very public on-air meltdown that we later found out was because of migraines.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go hit Terrace Tays and look for the head of the pit.
Yeah, she, I mean, just...
And the fear on her face. I mean, you can see that she just, she's has no idea what's happening to her. And she just can't get the words out.
And you said this morning, can you imagine if a president of the United States was speaking and all of a sudden that happened?
Yeah. I mean, how many speeches has Barack Obama given on camera?
Yeah.
And imagine imagine everybody's watching around the world and that happens.
But
it would be awful. I mean, if she was given a speech and that happened to her, knowing that she has these headaches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which are the cause of these things?
Stress, and more stress. That is the reason, and there are other underlying conditions that are exacerbated by this, according to a number of different sources I'm looking at now as I sort of mess around online with this. Fortunately, I've never had any real serious headaches. Don't get them very often. And so I don't think I've known people who have had a lot of stress in their lives and had migraines, and they do have to load up on various things if they want to deal. If they don't, they just go away. But they are caused by, there's a thing about the blood circulation, there's a question about what it is that's going on in your body that needs to be addressed. At any rate, it has a little more interest now on my part, because I learn, as you do, listening to a lot of this material from the various radio programs that were, and that's the great thing. There are opportunities often to learn something by listening to other people talk about this stuff. And I'm not just talking about the pejorative foolish opinions that come from folks. You're welcome to your strong or foolish opinion. But when there is actual knowledge that comes out about something, this may be a good thing. A national discussion, a debate about migraine headaches, probably a pretty good thing. You got a good doctor on the radio here or there, or a doctor on television. This would be a very good, very penetrating a way to... I mean, I find this good. Okay, so now I'm turning my heels, if you'll pardon the pun, a little bit on this. But there are other people running for president, and we ought to talk about them as the update continues here on the countdown. Peter Boyles, on his talk radio program, has a caller who agrees with Herman Cain's comments. Cain's been talking about mosques and Muslims and that sort of thing, and this is something that has stirred the pot a bit, how to keep mosques from being built in your neighborhood.
Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain on Fox News Sunday about the mosques. And, he's been called everything in the universe. And you know what? I think the guy's on the money. Jack, you're on the show. Good morning.
Yeah, Herman Cain is spot on.
Absolutely.
But the point that Cain is making is to give religious consideration to the these mosques, when in fact, by trying to subordinate every country they go into with their Sharia law,
absolutely,
that disqualifies them.
Right.
What he's saying in essence is that these people in these communities where these things are being built and where this stuff is being taught and fomented,
mm-hmm.
that they don't think they have the right of a religion to hide behind the same as any other church has. And they have the right to deny them. So they don't have religious right and freedom as long as their mission statement is to subordinate their will with Sharia law and the rest of the world.
I mean, when the framers looked at Europe, and they're not looking at Islam, as a matter of fact, the first clash really does come with the Barbary pirates when Jefferson's president. But What their great fear was the use of religion to bring about something called the divine, you know, when you talk about divine, you start talking about God, the divine right of kings. And that that God loved George, even though he was crazier than Al Crap, that God loved Mad King George more than he loved, you know, the Kentucky long rifle guy. And so the king was divine, whether it was the king of Italy, the king of France, the king of England, even though it was a different church, it didn't matter. Or, you know, and so there was this structure of society supported by the church, and then the monarch would then support the church for supporting him. Well, Jefferson and those guys were brilliant. They understood that. They said, wait a minute. God doesn't make exceptions. He doesn't think one guy's better than another guy. That there's, you know, the whole notion of a divine right of a king, that, you know, that you kneel before this man because God made him more powerful than you. That's nonsense, and they knew it. Now, this stuff, and that's what theocracies are about. This is a theocracy. Islam is a theocracy. It's a political system and a religion merged as one. And
that disqualifies.
Who are we at war with? Who are young American GIs fighting against right now? Adherence to that faith. I can't imagine FDR celebrating the birthday of the emperor in the White House in 1943.
Theocracies. There are people that you probably could listen to that would discuss and debate this. You can make the argument that that Israel is a theocracy, even though there are a lot of people who live who are not of the Jewish faith. There's an ethnicity along with a religion, but there's more tolerance there, admittedly, more tolerance for Jews in Israel and non-Jews than there is in many Arab circumstances. Muslim circumstances. Arab and Muslim often thought of by many people as one and the same, although there is a lot of Christianity in many Arab countries. It comes back down to focusing on the nonsense that religion is in some ways a nonsense in that it creates this animosity when most of us who were brought up in a certain religion think that the religion we were taught, it was all about peace and love. And in fact, a lot of religions are not about peace and love. At least some of the members of the groups, you can find peace and love probably in most religions. I'm not a religious scholar, although I did sort of study a lot of them when I was in college. Very interesting, the older religions, the Chinese religions, for example, Taoism, and why people supported it, and bringing that around today, there's much intolerance created by many, if not most, religions, historically speaking. The Catholics were unprecedented with that. The chasing the Moors, the Muslims out of Spain, is, for example, that happened in the 14th and 15th century so they could make sure that everybody was Catholic. They sent their soldiers to drive the Moors back to Morocco. You know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, 800-510-8255, new angles to those who are running for the presidency. Let's see if we can pick up on a couple of more as time allows here. It's 15 before the hour in the countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years. Serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child, and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Everywhere there certainly is discussion of politics and those who are running. Here on the radio, host Matt Patrick and Lois Melkonian talk to political analysts Jim McGrath and Court Koning about comments by Texas Governor Perry about his interested in running, but it's interesting the words that are used here. Listen up.
The governor saying that he feels that he has been called, possibly. He is getting more comfortable with his calling. Lois has the exact quote. Lois, give me the exact quote here.
Exactly, he said. I'm not ready to tell you I'm announcing that I'm in, but I'm getting more and more comfortable every day that this is what I've been called to do. This is what America needs.
All right, so we'll start with Mr. McGrath. Is that a statement that's going to bring a lot of people to his doorstep, do you think, or is he polarizing folks?
You know, it depends. I think in Iowa, a statement like that, a lot of evangelical voters, a statement like that will help him in a Republican caucus, primary caucus, to attract some support. You know, when you start declaring your religious affiliations, of course, you do start to peel people off.
Right, right.
And but I think in that situation, though, in Iowa, I think it can be a political and strategic asset to him.
Court, your thoughts?
Well, I think he's kind of stepped back from that statement and its religious overtones since it was made. But you're right. I mean, we're seeing with this particular candidate that, you know, it's almost like they're going down a list of words to use for the day, and that particular word that they use for the day as it relates to him running for office becomes a news story. And it's actually fascinating to me that you have what should have been a probably 2 or 3 day story about him running or not running turning into a 2-3 month story as this goes along. It's very calculating. It's very smart politically for them that they can extend this process out for so long.
Court, let me just play what the governor said yesterday. As you are correct, he's kind of walking this thing backwards here.
The calling aspect of this from the standpoint of people letting me know that they're going to be there has been overwhelming. It's been very comforting to know that there are people out there.
And, you know, again, as you mentioned, Court, he's kind of walking this thing back.
All right. Governor Rick Perry, as listening to that brought me around to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the imperial presidency. There's plenty of room for now discounting Mr. Perry. And so you can do it if you want. It's up to you. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here from his law office and his website, stevelaw.net, to talk about some of the items that the talkers charts this week have that have legal ramifications. I suppose the biggest one is the News Corporation scandal and all the ramifications. We've spent all of our time talking about them and it and whether what's going on in England transfers here. I saw something about subpoenas being issued for News Corporation staffers. So how deep does this go and how important is it from a legal perspective, Steve?
It's a huge story, and it doesn't, obviously, it just doesn't stop at the ocean shores. One of the interesting things I just saw recently was these various hackers and hacking groups, like one called Anonymous that was hacking into Sony and other companies, apparently had been hacking into News Corp as well, and they may have some incriminating emails. So it's kind of interesting if law enforcement will try and strike any kind of deal to see what they have that may be on the way to being destroyed. But it's huge. I mean, we've got laws being broken all along, and then there's really the issue of corruption as well, because as easy as this kind of hacking is to do, and, you know, perhaps sometime we can even go over how easy it really is, what happened in England, it appears, was there was some bought-off law enforcement,
yeah.
And that just makes the thing just so much nastier and illegal.
Well, you look at the various members of the family, that is the Murdoch family, saying one thing, then another thing. There are three or four of those. And then the prime minister says one thing, and there are charges that his PR person who worked for Murdoch is a crook. And then you think about, though, the individuals that have been harmed by this. Isn't that where the real story is? The people who allegedly are victims of
yes.
this. They could sue News Corporation from now till the cows come home. They could be, News Corporation, it would seem to me, would be a very unsettling investment at the moment. I don't know what the stock has done this week, but it can't be pretty.
No, it's got to drop. And, you know, we may be arguing about which specific people along with the corporate entity is involved, but they basically have admitted that it's done. And so they are toast as far as civil lawsuits come in. This, to me, also strikes a similarity to what happened with Enron and the defense of the so-called, what they used to call them, the smartest guys in the room, like Ken Lay, was once they were, the accusations were made against them, it's, we didn't know anything. And what they did is, we want this to occur. Don't tell me what happens, how you do it. I don't care how you do it. And maybe that's the situation with Murdoch. Maybe it's not. Either way, it's illegal because the law in this case is not just what Murdoch knew, but what he should have known in his position.
Yeah.
And so I think there's some big personal liability.
Well, this is the story of Dole and Chiquita Banana and all these companies that claim the leaders didn't know they'd hired mercenaries to kill union members down in Colombia and Central and South America. And now there's some whistleblower who apparently had a little video thing in his lapel, and they show the president of Dole and the president of Chiquita Banana in the meeting with the guys, the mercenaries they hired, instructing them how they're going to kill and who they're going to kill these union. I mean, come on. Hello.
It's crazy, but you know, at least Doug, it's going to get worse because remember, one of the things that the Supreme Court did a couple of years ago in the Citizens United case was hand over to corporations the total right to manipulate elections with whatever money and whatever media they want, and do it so that you don't even know it's them.
Yeah.
And let's make it worse; it can be foreign corporations.
Yeah.
So we've got the best Congress that money can buy, and they're the ones who are going to be watching the hens in the chicken coop.
Yep. So what can we do? Time for a little shake up here, a little bit more than a little
big time
of a shake up. Okay, a moment for the NFL labor talks. So it's the outcome of we know the outcome. The desired outcome is to get them all to practice so they can start playing. But what are the legal issues here?
There's some big ones, including one of the things that they did was they made a universal settlement of this. So they not only did a collective bargaining agreement, but as a part of it, they are agreeing to settle all of these antitrust suits that were brought by the players and, frankly, their biggest leverage against the league. Now, whether that is going to be settled in a fashion that just takes these off the table or actually ends the dispute so that they cannot do this in the future, I haven't seen the actual document to see, but it looks like we're going to have some labor peace for 10 years and some football, so that part's good.
SteveLaw.net. Check out his books and the way he handles issues that are common to those on talk radio. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown.